this is my reply to Mr. Whoopi's Borg threads and the sundry replies. I have a little bit different perspective because it tends to be my phone that rings when the computer goes down with people calling in and freaking out with the, "Oh my God! My computer shut down!" And then it's normally my job to go in and figure out how exactly they screwed it up. And, you know, deal with the typical, "You done yet?" or "I need my computer back soon. Is this going to take long?" It's like, you know, just because it took you 2 seconds to screw it up doesn't mean it's going to take me 2 seconds to fix it. And I have seen firsthand the, what we like, I like to call the sheep without a shepherd syndrome, which is the moment, as you said, the IT infrastructure goes down, suddenly everybody has no concept of what they're doing. And I always wonder, what would these people do if there wasn't any technology? Like, 20, 30 years ago, there's not this IT and support environment with the electronics and, you know, the computers and voicemail and blah, 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 blah. What would, do these people do these jobs back then? And they've just, it's the same jobs before, and, you know, the salespeople, especially salespeople. I think half the time the salespeople flip out because their computers go down because they can't check their email and chat with their friends. Because it seems like every time I go into someone's office, it's got like spades or hearts or some instant messenger up, some media player, they're watching a DVD. I've yet to walk in and see someone's computer go down, and the people are actually doing work, like a word processor program or ACT or, you know, some sort of customer database system is open. Now, it's always fun and games for these people. I don't understand. And they're the ones, by the way, the salespeople that don't stand around with anything to do, they all take off and go get, you know, have drinks and go eat, or, "Oh, I gotta go meet with those clients, so I can't be here." I feel sorry the most for is the people in production, because, you know, they're trying to get the stuff out, and they need their systems to, you know, to post out, and, you know, I can't help them, because normally it's some idiot in sales that downloaded something they shouldn't, or, you know, some guy snooping around trying to figure out, looking for something, thinking the IT, you know, what we call the IT closet, is the supply closet, and they walk in, trip and pull a wire out or something like that. But yes, I understand the thing has to get up, and I also understand there's a good many IT people that just don't give a crap, and no matter how many calls they get, it just makes them more and more mad, and they don't move any faster than they have to, which is really, really crappy. But, you know, as far as connecting it to technology, I mean, I completely agree with everybody. It's good because man has to use his tools, and man creates these tools to be more productive. How productive people are actually in a workplace with computers, I don't know. You wouldn't believe the stuff I see on the firewall people trying to get through. I think at the time people use computers, they waste time on them. But, you know, I'm really not one to talk, I guess. But, you know, if we didn't have these systems in place, you know, obviously our efficiency would be much lower. And the ability to innovate and move forward would be much lower because these are nothing more. These are like force multiplying tools, you know. But you're right. I mean, if they're ever wiped out, society's going to take a massive setback. I mean, you talked about EMP blast. I mean, you know, you have an EMP blast, good luck trying to even drive because the ECU in your computer's fried. I mean, there's no replacement for it, especially the more modern cars, the more electronic systems you have. I mean, unless you have like a 1952... you know, carbureted engine in something, then you're DOA. That engine will not start. I mean, even a lot of the injectors are you know, electromagnetic. I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever actually proven it, but it's long been discussed amongst gearhead that an EMP would actually freeze up the fuel injector. So you wouldn't even be able to get fuel in, let alone your fuel pump working, let alone, you know, whatever. You know, no planes, no television, no phones, nothing. Complete. Like, you just went right back to the 18th century. We just got a lot of really expensive paperweights. Well, anyway, that's my little contribution to the whole Borg thing by Mr. Whoopi. Appreciate it, folks.